Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another well, there project. You go. The excitement picks up. It's palpable in the room.
There's a lot of guys here that don't have pass rush skills.
As the Saints take a guy that we certainly weren't talking about for the Eagles, another defensive tackle. We didn't expect the Eagles
I can't wait to next year. Just a little bit off topic. I can't wait to next year. And I'm sitting up here with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Clemson jersey, waiting for the Eagles to select him next year in the first round.
You know, I mean, we have our Bijan for next year. We're going to get this entire city saying, get Trotz kids.
Yes. You know that's not about him.
I don't care, Hugh. Yeah, I mean, mean I won't have the city riding with me.
We're going to beat the drum for Trotz kid now. Yes. We're going to do that, but we know it ain't going
to
happen.
All right, well, we got time to worry about that. Let us look at what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes. As the Eagles are up. So the possibility of trading back is clearly there because there are players out there that other teams are going to want that are still on the board that you could certainly get good return.
Somebody smoking in here?
That said, Nolan Smith's on the board. Meyer, the tight end's on the board. Joey Porter Jr. is on the
Ryan
board.
Branch on the
Ryan
board.
Branch is on the board.
Osiris Torrance is on the board.
King Felix, the defensive end from Kansas State. There's good players.
B.J. Olari.
Kansas State, the young man from Kansas.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So, well, I guess we all said who the Eagles want or who we want, what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Looking at the night.
Will Levis is on the board.
Still there, chilling.
Quarterback factor.
Is he the only person in the war room now? He's everybody else gone.
Not many of them left.
That poor guy's gonna have to come back tomorrow.
So
I'd leave.
I
read a couple of things that said Will Levis apparently has a toe issue that was not disclosed. The teams have expressed concern about. I don't know what kind of chronic toe
issue makes sense.
You would have.
But there's something there. It makes sense now.
Yeah, you fall for a reason that people, you know.
They're showing the draft room.
All right, hold on. Yeah, give us a little play-by-play of the draft room, Elliot.
Look, if this is live, Howie's not on the phone. So, you know, he's not – it doesn't seem
like it looks like they're making a pick.
It looks like they're going to make a pick.
Well, they're still going over what they want to do. That's what they just showed us.
Yeah, there's no high fives
yet. Yes, and
so
there's still 5 minutes on the clock. There's still 5 minutes on the clock.
Well, there's probably three or four players they didn't expect to be there at 30. So they've got a big decision to make.
And they're calculating what they're going to do tomorrow, where their pick is at tomorrow. You may have somebody that's called up to say they want to get Will Levis. They're probably going through a lot of things. I like that little shot they just showed of the war room because we usually don't get a shot of the war room before they make it.
Yeah, it looked kind of uncertain, which is, I mean, I guess it's normal. I'm sure it's a few minutes of like, what the heck do we do? And then we usually see it when it's like, we made the pick.
So I know he has some concerns here, but I actually think the more we talk this out, they should just definitely take Nolan Smith. I think he's a premium edge rusher, elite athlete, important position in need for the future. I understand the value of trading back in Brian Branch. This is a guy we all thought at 10 we would have been okay with. And now at 30 you're going to get him. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, what is the reason?
Well, I mean, look, injuries, those
Glenn's
type of
getting a little leery. He's a little.
I think that would be.
No, I want to know what's.
Like, why is he still there?
Yeah, why is he still there?
I think he's probably the reason we would have been concerned with him at 10. He's undersized. He's had injuries. His sack numbers aren't great. But at 30, like all these players at this point have those concerns. Only one of them was mentioned as maybe going in top 10 or even 8 to Atlanta.
If we're following the trail of Howie the last couple of years, it's Nolan Smith, right? Georgia.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And And he's a premium position. It's a pass rusher.
Or maybe BJ Ojulari.
I still go back to that O-lineman, man. They were dead set on getting the O-lineman early if Jalen Carter wasn't going to be there. So it makes me think they still feel there's a need there for
I agree with that.
That right guard position, and they may be able to get another starter to just plug in there right guard.
Man, they were mocked to get Nolan Smith at 10. A lot of people thought that. Yeah. They could get him at 30. I think guard's a bigger need, but I just feel like how he's going. They're clapping in the draft room.
They brought everybody in.
Here you go. The Eagles have made their decision.
Which school does Cyrus go to?
Howie's on the phone.
Florida.
Calling it in. There's 3 minutes left on the clock, but obviously the Eagles have decided. That's a pretty crowded war room, man.
They've got Nolan Smith smiles on their face.
Oh, yeah, he's talking to somebody.
They got 40 people in that
Look at Bob Lang over there. Shout out to my man Bob Lang.
Meanwhile, why is Nick Sirianni way in the bottom left corner?
Yeah, he's all the way there. Oh,
and Nick, you're involved in this, Nick?
Nick does not get to be part of the
– come on up, Coach.
Nick literally just stood up almost so that he could be part of the picture.
Yes!
Nick, the camera's on
camera.
And he's like, are you going to draft an offensive guy or what?
Hey, I'm the head coach. Let me end this conversation. Okay.
Here we go. He's on the phone with whoever it is.
All right. They are Nick is on the phone with whoever they just took. Welcome to Philadelphia,
son. They just called him, yeah.
Yeah.
The pick is in. Here we go.
All right. Let's wait for the commissioner. We're still getting the Eagles war room. This is a high, much more dramatic than the first pick, which just kind of snuck up
on us. Everyone's kind of tired now, like delirious.
Like we waited 5 hours for this damn pick.
We just heard last call for alcohol at the club. They just cut the lights on at the club.
All right, everybody go
and
home.
Some of us are going home.
You don't
by
have
ourselves.
To go home, but you have to leave here.
The let out.
That's exactly right. All right. The pick is in, we are told, with the 30th pick, their pick, the one the Eagles got for being in the Super Bowl. Let us see who the Eagles take. Take your time, Commissioner.
Goodell's been taking, his.
We've only really been milking these ratings tonight. Yeah.
We've been vamping since pick 9,
Is
folks.
Nolan Smith at the draft?
That's 21 picks.
They would have shown him on TV if he was.
Yeah.
They have a chance here, whatever they do, if they go defense, to add to a group. They lost a lot in free agency. They could walk away with Jalen Carter and another defender. That's a big night.
It is disappointing they got no help for the offense.
Here you go. The Commissioner's coming onto the stage. The Dirty 30. God, they're there still, huh? That guy's been wearing that face makeup for 25 years.
You see Kenny. Yeah,
at every sporting event.
You see Kenny standing next to him.
He called us yesterday.
That's not Sean.
He's there.
That's a different Eagle guy.
Yeah. Oh, is that Kenny there?
Yeah. That's Kenny right there to the left.
They're still there. God bless those guys. They're still there.
Being in Kansas City, too. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Come on, Roger. Let's go. Out of the men's room, onto the stage, fella.
Man, Roger back there.
Roger wants those ratings coming all the way to midnight.
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
We remember Roger doing the pandemic draft.
It's in his basement.
Yeah.
Oh God, on the Zoom with those overly excited fans. Yeah, that was not exactly great TV. All right. Well, we continue to wait. The pick has been in for about 5 minutes. Not sure.
They're milking the clock.
Oh, you know what? They've got guests.
He's got guests.
Oh, is that Kelsey's mom? Yeah.
Is that the one brother?
Here's the commissioner.
Joining me on stage now are some very special guests, content creators who you know
Mama
from
Kelsey.
YouTube, Dude Perfect, and Jason, and Travis's mom, Donna Kelsey.
Playing in a game on TV at the same time.
Right.
Hey, Travis is there. Jason's there. How in the world do you decide which game that you're going to watch?
Man, I don't know. That's really tough. I don't know. It's just tough to choose.
We had a feeling that would be the case, so we cooked up something a little bit special for you to help you break the tie. Here's the deal. We've got a custom coin with Travis and the Chiefs on one side and Jason and the Eagles on the other. If your boys are playing at the same time, all you have to do is flip it, and it takes the decision out of your hands. Should we try it? Let's try it. It's Travis and the Chiefs! Good news. With NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV, you don't have to make that decision. You can watch both boys at the same time.
Great.
You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see who's going to be joining Jason and the Philadelphia Eagles.
With the 30th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Nolan Smith, linebacker, Georgia.
I mean,
Nolan Smith, edge rusher, Georgia.
They're coming after him. Schley going to be sacked again. Nolan Smith came around the right edge as Schley steps up in the pocket, and Nolan Smith brings him down.
A torn pec limited Smith to just 8 games and 18 tackles last fall. But in 2021, he posted 9 tackles for loss and 3 forced fumbles as the Bulldogs won the first of their back-to-back titles. Smith plays bigger than his 6'2", 238, a better run defender than pass rusher at the moment.
Well, there you go. It's the all-Georgia defense. As Eagles get Nolan Smith
at 30. All Georgia all the time.
The Philadelphia Bulldogs defense.
Here's what we'll do. Let's have everybody's closing thoughts about what I think is a night Eagle fans should be very excited about. They got two primo All-American defenders from Georgia really helping out a team, a defense that needed it. Joe Giglio, you go ahead.
I mean, look, Glenn, I said yesterday, if they were going to double up on one side of the ball in this first round, I wanted it to be defense. They lost a lot there, and they got two, you said it, premier All-American kind of players. Nolan Smith's small, but they've done it with Hassan Reddick. They know how to use a smaller edge rusher. I think they had a big night. I like it.
I don't think there's anything not to like about the picks. They come from a great program. There's a lot of track record there where you're talking about production, and the ceiling is so high for both of these guys. You're looking at two guys that could be staples of your defense along with their two Georgia teammates from 2 years ago. I mean, let's go Philadelphia Bulldogs. Let's do it.
There you go. Hugh Douglas, what do you got?
I think it's a good night because you got two players that you were projected to get in multiple mock drafts. I think it's a good night for the Eagles. I really do. I like both of the picks.
Man, everyone's just following Hugh from Atlanta. Come down.
How about that? Basically,
I mean, what I would say is I would have preferred they went offense. But if you're going to go defense, and if I could add any two players, like these might have been those two. Will Anderson, obviously great. But I think Carter could be the best player in the draft. And I think Nolan Smith has special qualities. And to get him at 30 is a steal. So they're the picks I would have made at 9 and 30. So, you know, I think it was a good night for sure.
I think it's a good night. I think people have every reason to be excited. So tomorrow throughout the day, obviously, we will be discussing this. These guys on their shows. And the draft resumes tomorrow night with rounds 2 and 3 and then over the weekend. Let me thank Tucker Bagley, Jack Fritz. Francisco. There you go. Francisco Rojas. There you go. Dave Breitmeyer, Program Director Rod Lakin. Thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. Appreciate it. Stay tuned. Tom Kelly coming up next on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.